Basically, there have long been two ideas about the solar system and how it formed, the planets of the solar system. And they both involve beginning with a hot gas that cools and the dust condenses from it. Now, in the 1940s and early 50s, the idea was discussed of giant gaseous protoplanets where the pressures of the gas were 1,000 or 10,000 times the atmospheric pressure at the surface of the Earth. Of course, the gas was mostly hydrogen, but we're talking high pressure. Then in early 1960, a very influential astrophysicist by the name of H.E.W. Cameron came along and decided, no, that wasn't correct, that the solar system, the planets condensed from gas that was 1/10,000th of an atmosphere in pressure. I mean, that's like almost a vacuum.
Right.
And the guy must have been really charismatic because everybody jumped on the bandwagon and they just forgot about the hot gaseous protoplanets and moved on to this. And people made models that presumed to condense the materials that's inside of the Earth. And they made a lot of models that were wrong. But this is so ingrained, it has become the standard model of solar system formation, called the standard model of solar system formation.
And was his theory based on just that, his gut, his instincts, or did he have some real proof here to back this up?
Oh, he just made a model. He just made a model and made some assumptions. And it was picked up by everybody. You have to be careful about models, because models are a real problem now, and I get into this when we have some more time. It's not the way to do science. You don't want to make models. You want to make discoveries. I mean, a model is something you construct by making a bunch of assumptions and then doing some calculations.
And we can see what's happening to a lot of these models today because of the computers. They're beginning to find out that the models of the old days are wrong.
And they're making new models, and a lot of those models are wrong.
That's right.
And what's missing is are the underlying discoveries. Well, here's how, in essence, the so-called standard model works.
All right.
In this very thin atmosphere of the composition of the outside of the sun, dust, it cools and dust condenses. And the dust rolls up and becomes grains and then pebbles and then boulder size accumulations and eventually planetesimals. And finally, these are all collect together and become a planet. Well, this is what the so-called standard model is. This has been for the past 40 or more years.
And I've always had a difficult time believing that.
Well, I approached it a little bit differently, because what I did is I studied how matter of the composition of the sun behaves. What happens when it condenses at high temperatures and high pressures? And what happens when it condenses at low temperatures and low pressures? And what happens at low temperatures and low pressures is it becomes oxidized. The iron combines with oxygen. So you don't make enough metal to be for the cores of the planets. So all this picture looks like it's a pretty picture, except that it would lead to planets like the Earth and Mercury and Venus and Mars that have insufficiently massive cores. So the model is wrong, period. Well, it's back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the high pressure. Now, this was an interesting story. In 1944, in Nazi Germany, a scientist by the name of Arnold Oehlken published a paper where he made calculations, thermodynamic calculations, about planet Earth raining out from inside of a giant gaseous protoplanet. Now, you know, he must have been well thought of in Germany to be able to do that in the in the worst part of their war. But he did that, and he made a very good paper. And I confirmed some of the things that he did earlier in my calculations with Hans Suess. And his idea was that planets like the Earth condense. They literally rain out in the center of a high-pressure, high-temperature, gaseous protoplanet.
Like Jupiter?
Well, and become like Jupiter. If you imagine Jupiter spread out and then shrinking down and becoming that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you put the Earth back together with all of the volatile gases that were originally associated with it,
sure,
you would have a planet 300 times as massive as the Earth. That's almost identically what Jupiter is.
So are you saying Jupiter one day may become Earth-like?
Well, only if you could get rid of the gases. What I'm saying is that originally the Earth was Jupiter-like. And you notice the planets of the solar system inside the inner planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, were stripped at an early time in the formation of the solar system. All of their gaseous components were just literally stripped off. In fact, some of Mercury was stripped off. The planets in the outer part of the solar system retain their gases.
Why would that be?
Well, I think it's because when the sun ignited, it's a very unstable time. Astronomers see early stars as being very chaotic, violent,
mm-hmm.
erupting, throwing off huge masses. In fact, on my website, understandearth.com, I have an image of such an early forming star. And it's throwing out matter. I think that's what stripped away the gases.